we're sort of continuing from last time. It's a continuation from last time. Last time we talked about a lot about this, not like this, or any time of the Rosh, about it. We talked about Blila Raka and Blila Ava. Their machlok is really focused on Blila Ava. Today we're going to be more on the Blila Raka side. Let me just in short tell you that machlok is. The machlok is was, the Rabbeinu Tam said that if a person makes a Blila Ava, then that Blila Ava is chayv in Hafarsha Schala, sort of no matter what happens to it afterwards. Okay, that's a simple understanding that he says is no matter what you do afterwards, whatever, no matter what kind of cooking you do afterwards, it's not chayv in Hafarsha Schala. It's chayv in Hafarsha Schala. Although some didn't, some understood Rabbeinu Tam to be much more limited than that, but that's a simple understanding that he says is Yechayon HaFor Shaschal no matter what. And the Rash and many other Rishonim say that no, if the person had in mind when he was making the dough that he was going to use it, he was going to cook it afterwards, like he was going to make donuts, he was going to fry it afterwards, so then the Mechaber said, Isa should be lost of the Gilgal al-Das, the Vashal, the Tagal, the Chis, the Sufkin, and you actually follow through on what you planned with, then Keturah, then there's no Chir of Chal. Okay, so the Mechaber passing like the Rash, that if the person had in mind when he was baking it, that when he was making the dough, that he will not use this in a bread-like way, he was going to cook it or fry it, then he's not chayv in Hafarsha Schala. That's what the Mechaber passed like. And the Shach said that we should be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam who said is that no, since you made a blue ova at the beginning, you're chayv in Hafarsha Schala. I don't care if you had in mind, you're chayv in Hafarsha Schala. The Shach says a different Eitzel, which is going to come from a later din, which is there are ways to make yourself actually Chayev, that even the Rash would agree that you'd be Chayev, so you should do one of those Eitzels to make yourself really Chayev L'chol HaDeis. He says, well, it's Chomer, you do it without a Bracha. Okay, that's a Machlokes, and now Machlokes really have to do with Bliwa Ocha. Okay?
Something
have
the donuts?
Yeah, it's going to get to donuts. If I make dough, and I plan on frying them and turning them into donuts, that's the plan, that's what I'm making. And I work in television, I'm making, blue and white donuts for Yom HaTzvot. So I'm making my donuts. I know that's what I'm trying to do. So, what do you say? We're about to finish that tomorrow. So the guy's making, he knows he's going to make donuts. He's going to make donuts. So the Mechaber says that person is part of Hafarsha Schala. Okay, and the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, since you made a blue lava, you're in Hafarsha Schala. Okay. So I don't know if the bakery pays attention to that. Some of them are shal from every door. I don't know if they're thinking, but shal and bracha.
It might be challah though.
It might be, yeah. But when they make it, the guy knows that I'm not.
I'm not kaddish make.
I have a feeling that they're more, have
no
more
planned.
I have a feeling
no difference in the dough.
Sugar, less sugar.
I have a feeling that they're more planned in how they. Okay. So today we're talking about a different challah, which we'll see seemingly is connected, and that is like this. The din is, the blue raka is mechuyav in Hafarsha Schala. Okay, blue raka means I mix flour and water together in a way that it comes out very watery, not like a thick dough, like a bread dough. So the din is mechuyav in Hafarsha Schala. Okay, the question is, when do I do the raka? A blue raka is mechuyav in Hafarsha Schala under the right conditions. Yeah. So the shaila is, when do you do that Hafarsha Schala? Okay. So what's the question? What time do you do Hafarsha Schala? So. The simple thing you say, we're in Simen Shin Chav Tes over here. In Simen Shin Chav Zayin, it said, when you do Hafarsha Schala? You do Hafarsha Schala when you mix the flour and water together, that's when you do Hafarsha Schala. That's when you're chayiv in Hafarsha Schala. As soon as you mix the flour and water together, that's when you're chayiv. So, you come, turn another page or two, and you find out that, one more page, turn the next page to Shin Chav Tes, and you find out that Blue Lirak is also chayiv. So, the seemingly is, you're chayiv when you mix the flour and water together. That's what the Mechaber said. How chiyuv Hafarsha Schala is when you mix the flour and water together. Now you turn the page and find, and blue raka is also chiyuv. Okay, so blue raka is chiyuv also when you mix the flour and water together. No one is saying differently. No one here on this page says that you should do it any differently because it just assumed you do that way. That would be a simple reading if you just open up the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? But in a number of places, Tosfos says not like that. Okay? Tosfos brings it's talking about the Gemara that David just mentioned. Okay, the Gemara says like this: Harei shegozal so shachitin v'tochna v'ofal v'hifresh menu challah. Okay, the Gemara talks about a Gazlan who stole wheat and he turned it in. He baked something. He was mafresh challah, and the Gemara says he didn't. Whatever. Well, the Gemara says, what about him? It's not important to us what the Gemara says. Okay? So the Gemara, so Tosfos says, how come the Gemara said this out of order? He goes to Sosha Chitim, the Tachna, the Ofa, the Hefish Menachala. No, that's the wrong order. Really, your Tachna, Hefish Menachala, the Ofa. Afi happens after your Mafra Chala. Your Mafra Chala when you mix the flour and water together. So why is the order backwards? Why is Hefish Menachala the last thing the guy did instead of before Ofa? That's where it belongs. Okay? So Taisa says, you have an answer.
Yeah, No.
Okay, so you were probably about to tell us something. Okay, so Tosfos says the reason why is because sometimes you're not mafresh challah until after you bake it. Like if you make a blila raka, like you have sufkin in those kind of things, you're not chayav challah until you make it till you bake it. So the when the Gemara was saying the story about the gazlan and whatever the din is about the gazlan, not important to us. The Gemara wanted to say a case that. Of the mafresh challah in a way that you're always the right way to do that. And that is, after you bake it. After baking it, you're always chayav mafresh challah. So the Gemara wants to say a case that you'd be for sure chayav challah. What would be the logic? The Tosfos doesn't say, but what's the svara? The logic is that the chayav mafresh challah has to do with it having a certain, of it being lechem. The blila raka is not lechem until you actually baked it. So the blila ova, as we've been saying, the blila ova, already in its form, the dough, you already look at it, you say, this is going to be bread. It's obvious what this thing is. The blila raka, this watery cake batter, doesn't look like, has no shaychus to being bread. It's only when you bake it that it first gets that ability, where you say, now this is bread, so therefore you'd wait to be mafresh challah until then. Okay, the text doesn't say what the svara is, but seemingly that's what he means, that's what the svara is. Okay? So we have, the Tosfos says, it's in a few places, Tosfos says this thing, that for blila raka, you're only mafresh challah if you bake it. So you said pancakes? It's not when you make the batter, it's when you make the pancakes, then you be mafresh challah. And, but you don't see that anybody here saying that. I mean, again, Shachar on the page beforehand says, you mafresh challah when you mix the flour and water together. And then he says, and blila raka is also chayav. You can say a bunch of other strange cases here. This whole sim is all kinds of unusual breads, and when they're chayav and mafresh challah, or if they're chayav and mafresh challah, he doesn't tell you, and they all have the same thing, which is you have mafresh challah. Okay. So it's a question, it's sort of a question. Is Tosfos right? Or are we reading this wrong in Shachar? Which way is the right way to. When are you supposed to be mafresh challah?
Well,
do we not pass anything? Well, okay, so something's going on here. Okay, so this question, Rav Shechter says, I know the answer to the question. Okay, he says,
I'm
going to take you, I'm going to turn the page, a little bit about people who talk about it. Not very much. Nobody on this page. No one on this page says anything about that.
Okay, what's the question?
Should it be mafresh challah when you mix the flour and water together? Or should it be mafresh challah when if you bake it?
Why doesn't Shechter say
like that? If the din is like choices that you're supposed to be mafresh challah if you bake it, yeah. So why doesn't it say that? Why doesn't anybody, why doesn't Taz say, oh, don't forget, don't be mafresh challah until later? Yeah, no one says it. Okay, maybe. Oh, hold on a second. Well, that thought, I don't know what that would mean, but I'm going to tell it to you in a second. I'm going to say it back to you. Okay, but anyhow, so Rav Shach says, I tell you the answer. Okay, now, first let me just tell you the structure of what he said, and then I'm going to explain to you the thinking of what he said. Okay, he said it's like this. He says, the reason why it doesn't say, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell you that you do the Hafreshes Challah if you bake it, is because the Machaber Pasuk like the Rash about a Blila Ova. And that's why by blila raka it doesn't tell you when you should be mafresh challah. But if we want to be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos is going l'shita Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos is going l'shita Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore if Tosfos, again, I'm not telling you the reason, I'm just telling you the structure here. Tosfos is going l'shita Rabbeinu Tam, then our fresh challah comes later on. The machaber passing like the Rash, and since the din is like the Rash, so he says he doesn't have to tell you when the hafresh is. The hafresh happens right away when you mix the flour and water together. Okay, so you want to know why there's. It's not a steer, because Tosfos is in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the Mechaber is in Shitas Harash, and therefore, the end of the sentence is, and therefore, since the Shach says we should be Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, we should, part of that Chumra is, Tosfos is not Blila Ova. Part of the Chumra is that when you do a Blila Raka, you shouldn't be Machmir Shkala until if you bake it. Okay, so it goes, even though the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring Rabbeinu Tam, didn't bring the Tosfos about being Machmir later on, he didn't bring that because of the way he paskins. But since we want to be Machmir for the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that Blila Ova, you chayim like Rabbeinu Tam, therefore we also should wait to be mafresh until after you bake it. Okay? So somehow it fits in that these sheets are connected to each other. Okay? Again, Tosfos doesn't say anything about Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? But that's what he says. Okay? What would be the logic? What's the connection? What does the Rash and Rabbeinu Tam about Blila Ova have to do with this child about Blila Raka? They seem to have nothing to do with each other. Okay? So he said like this. He said, according to the Rash, the Rash says that if I make a blila ova and I had it in mind and I'm going to cook it later on, I'm not going to turn it into lechem, it's not chayav mafresh challah. So he says, basically, the Rash holds that there's no blila raka and blila ova are the same thing. If you mix flour and water together, you're chayav mafresh challah. But it depends what you had in mind. If I had in mind to do the following end, then it's chayav. And had in mind to do the other thing, then it's potter. But they're basically the same thing. But Blila Raka and Blila Ava don't have any difference. There's no inherent difference in them. It all depends on what you had in mind when you were baking it. And therefore, the Rashi says, so the time for Chiv HaFarshas Challah is when you mix the flour and water together. When I mix them together, that's when the Chiv happens. Of course, depending on what's cooking in my mind, what I'm thinking about, but it all happens at the same time. Blila Raka and Blila Ava is the same thing. So just like the din is Blila Ava, the HaFarsh happens when you mix the flour and water, so too Blila Raka is the same thing. But Rabbi and Tom holds, no, Blila Rak and Blila Ava are not the same thing. That Mechiv HaFarshas Challah happens when it turns into Lechem. So Blila Ava becomes Lechem immediately. As soon as you mix the flour together, you can see that this is a Lechem type thing. This is headed to being Lechem. It's higher then. Blila Rak is not higher than HaFarshas Challah until you bake it. That's when it becomes Lechem. So for the same reason, if the Chiv is not, the Chiv is not when you mix it. It doesn't matter what you think. The Chiv depends on when it becomes Lechem. So Blila Ava becomes Lechem when you mix the flour and water, and Blila Raka becomes Lechem when you bake it, and therefore the Chiv of Rosh Hashanah is going to win. Okay. That's what he wants to say, that the we're being miyash of this, so to speak, stira, that really the Mechaber says Blila Ava, the Mechaber says Blila Raka Yimafresh when you need it, because it passes like the Rosh, and the Shah, who would say like, who says like Rabbi Tam, would say you'd be do it later on. Now, Rabelski didn't buy it. He says, no, everybody goes like Tosis. There's no shaykhs between Tosis, the Machlokes, Rashi, Rabbi Tam, and the other, and Tosis and the Rakha have no shaykhs to each other. So he said, okay, so tell us. Everybody holds that you do the HaFarshan later on. I said, okay, so how come no one says that over here? How come nobody says that? So he said, what do you say? It's all partial. Of course, up in the Rakha, you only do HaFarshan, you have to bake it. He said, no, we didn't get them. Why is that so posh? I mean, if I hadn't seen Tosis, why would I think that it's posh that you don't mafresh challah until after you bake it? What's the? There is a svara to be mafresh later on. The svara is, that's when it becomes lechem. Okay, but why is that posh? I don't know why that was posh.
Let's
say
you change your mind.
What?
Let's say you don't end up baking it. Are you chayav?
No, then you're not chayav.
Right, it's the only chayav when the chiyuv kicks in.
So you're saying that's when it gets determined that it's going to be chayav and frosh's chal. It's determined at that point. Until then, it was sort of up in the air which way it was going to go. We weren't sure what was going to happen to it. So we have to wait till we know for sure. Okay? And you're saying that, and that's so obvious. No, he's saying to everybody. He's saying, no matter what the din's going to be, Blila Raka L'maaseh is not chayav until you. It's not chayav if you end up not baking it. What if you don't bake it into something? It's going to be potter. So he says,
so. I don't know.
The person.
You're on the cookie
here. Yeah.
How do you know
one's
chayv?
Because if you don't bake it, if you cook it, if you would cook that dough, if you take the pancake batter and you cook it in water, then it's not chayv. The blue oven, if you had originally planned to bake it and then you changed your mind, then it would be chayv and fresh style. So you're saying according to some people who say that the bracha, that's a big shiloh we had in the Shulchan Aruch, what the bracha is. If the bracha is lahafresh halam and isa, then you have what to say. Okay, so I have to say something. Even if you might think that it's true. I'm not going to say it's not true. I'm saying, but that was so posh, the Mechaber didn't even have to tell us that. He's like, so everybody knows that. I don't have to tell you that. Okay, maybe. So he says, you don't think that it's true. Okay, you don't think it's so obvious. You're saying it because this is the kind of thing you have to tell us. Okay, so he says, okay, so quote Rabbi Shechter, that the Mechaber didn't say it because he passed things like the Rash. So he doesn't tell us because he holds you have to do HaFarsh when you mix the flour and water together. But the Shach, who passes like Rabbi Natam, why didn't he tell us? And now that I told you that in Sifkat and Dalet, that Blila Ava needs HaFarsh, we pass like Rabbi Natam, you're always Chayev. He says, and guess what, guys? When you do Blila Raka, Lashit HaSeinu, you have to do it, when you bake it. How come he didn't tell us that?
You have to do it, or
it's a Chayev. No, it's not Chayev until then. He said, so why didn't the Shach tell us that? If you did it early, that's totally in the shadows about whether if you're mafresh flour even, you might
work. Well, it's better than flour.
Okay, I don't know. So the he says, how come the Shach didn't tell us that? How come the Shach didn't say, Lefishit Surveyor Tommy Achayim to do that? Even you, Rabbi Shach, agree that Lefishit Surveyor Tommy, you have to do that at a certain point. So how come the Shach didn't tell us, oh, am I? Because these things are obvious. Everybody knows it. Okay, I don't understand what that means, that it's obvious. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's obvious means it's so posh, you don't have to tell me that kind of thing. Okay, so. So now, if you think about it, we stop here for a second. Rabbi Belsky is saying, you marfish it, everybody holds you marfish it if you bake it. Rabbi Shecht is saying is, no, according to the Mechaber, you could be marfish it earlier, but according to Rabbi Natan, you should marfish it later on. So in practice, he would tell you, be marfish it later on. Okay, so it would seem like they're not arguing about anything. They're arguing that the academics, the alumnus, is it according to everybody or according to some shittas? But in practice, I mean, if you look at our nusach and you look at how they do the tevel system, what do they say? They say, and if it's a blila raka, I want that rasha to happen after we make it. You have to make it. So in practice, they seem to be, they're arguing in the avana of what's going on here is that the shittas, everybody or somebody. But No. But the question, but are they impacted? And the answer is yes, they are. Okay, the answer is like this. So, like this. There are really short tshuvas from Shlom Zalman and Rav Ozner, which is really famous for Belsky. You do that frasha after you bake it. Okay? You do that frasha for Blue Rock after you bake it. They're short. They don't say very much. There isn't like very much, you know, back and forth. Right. They just say they do it. But both of them, I think, tell you to look at a sefer called Teres Haaretz. Okay, Sefer Haaretz. The person's name is, if I remember the last name, is Clears. Okay, someone who lived in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Okay, and he wrote a sefer called Teres Haaretz. You can imagine what it's about. Okay, so in this sefer, he has a whole what? Yeah. That's so he was the, if I got it correctly, he was the Rav Rosh Yitzchak, if I got it correctly. So he writes, he has a lot to say about this, okay? And along the way, he suggests that we say, like, essentially what Rabbi Shechta says, that if Tolid Machlekes the Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, he wants to be Tolid in that Machlekes. I don't believe he comes out with a Maskon like that, but that he wants to be Tolid in that Machlekes. But he's talking about Ashayla Halach Lamaisa, okay? And Ashayla Halach Lamaisa is the following, which is like this. Let's say I take batter. Okay, I'll give you. I have two examples. I take a batter, and when it's a blila raka, and it has a share of frasha challah, but it does not have a share of frasha challah after I bake it. Okay, which is actually a very common situation. Okay, it only had a share of frasha challah in the watery stage before I baked it. I'll tell you what I mean. You go to the bakery, and they make two sponge cakes, two big sheet pans of sponge cake. Okay? And in total, it takes 3 pounds of flour. It's a blila raka, it's very little flour. 3 pounds of flour, and make these two huge sponge cakes. So, if the chiyuv of frasha challah is when the flour and water mix together, they put it into this one huge bowl, they mix the whole big liquid batter up together, there's a chiyuv of frasha challah. There was a shear challah now. Then they pour it into these two sheet pans, and they bake the two sheet pans. Okay, they bake one pan, and they put the other pan in the oven, they bake the second one. So, at the time of the so to speak, Lisha, when the water and flour were mixed together, there was a chiyuv of frasha challah. There was a shear challah. Later on, there was no shear challah. So is that chayim chala or not chayim chala? According to Rebelsky, it's not chayim chala. There was never a shir chala. There was a shir chala before it was chayim chala. There was a shir chala when it was just flour and water mixed together. So not chayim nefar shes chala. According to Reb Shechter, he says if we're going to be machmir for a bit of time, that's chayim. I'm sorry, if we're right. Machmir, the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ikkad, I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ikkad is like the Rosh, that the Chiyuv of Rosh Hashanah is when you mix the flour and water together. So I have to wait. Usually he says I'll wait to be machmir chala till later. But it is Chayim of Rosh Hashanah. It had a shear back in the beginning. Okay? Well, what happens if you have...
Would that make a difference if it's baked together at the same
time? I'm about to say that. What happens if I have in camp? Okay, I saw this once in a camp. Okay? They're making pancakes. Okay? So they make... How many do they make? 500 pancakes in the morning? Okay, so when they make 500 pancakes, between all those, there's a shear challah, the amount of flour that they use. It's a blue raka. But there's never a shear challah after the baking. How many fit onto the grill at once? 20? 30? There's no shear challah in those. Every one has a tiny bit of flour in it. Okay, it's a blila raka. There's very little flour. So in the big bowl that I mixed it in, there was a shear challah. After I bake it, when I make, you know, things, there's no shear challah afterwards. So now this is a little side point which you have to just mention, which is like this. You'll remember that this...
Now when you make a bracha, it's a subject between the little learning. Why the chassidim would it make a bracha now for shear challah?
So you would make a bracha. You would make theoretically make a bracha on blue the rock. But the question is, the shy coming up is that in a blue the rock, it's almost never that you have the shear chal. I don't know, but it's not as common to have the shear chal after you bake it. Also,
well, if you do all the cupcakes in the bakery at one time.
Now we had a thing before him. This is like a side point. I hope I don't confuse it. We had a side point which was which is called an isasu lechalik. okay? Which is to say that the din is really, even though you have to have a shir challah when you mix the flour and wort together, you really have to keep it together all the way till the baking, you have to have a shir challah. So I'm telling you that there was no shir challah later on, but there was a shir challah at the beginning, so I'm just throwing out to you that the din, to get away from that problem of isa shir challah is really easy. Okay? It's pretty easy to get away from that. For example, if the bakery made two big sponge cakes, and it's possible that one shul will buy both sponge cakes and make a tzirif later on, it's chayav v'farshas challah. Okay? So it doesn't, it's not considered isur shul challah. But in order to be chayav and challah, to say it had the shir later on, it would have to mount chayav shir. You have to do a formal tzirif and this and that. If it's even possible, you get away from isur shul challah. Okay? So it's going to come out that this machlokes that they're having is not a theoretical one. The way I said to you at the beginning was, they're arguing whether everybody ought to do it later on, or only some people on. But Lamaisa said, they both said, you should do the Hafarsha later on. But it comes out of Big Nafkin, which is what the Torah's Arts are talking about, is, are you actually Chayav in Hafarsha Challah, when it was only a Shir Challah in the liquid stage, and not in the baked stage, okay? Okay, so one last thing to tell you, is just a question, okay? A question what Rabbi Shachter said. Just a question, which is, Rabbi Shachter's overall, looking at this is that according to the Rash, Blil Rak and Blil Av essentially have the same din. It all depends on what you had in mind when you baked it. They basically have the same din, and therefore that's the time when the Chiv comes on. Okay, the nice is that we spoke last time is this whole Machlokes, the Rash and the Rambam revolves around the fourth and the fifth Mishnah in Challah, and the fourth Mishnah we said last time there's a deer. Everyone's Madaik. It says, Hasufkinin, a potter from a Farshas Challah. And there's whatever that funny case is that it's talking about. And why does it say Sufkin? Why does it say Blil Rak is potter from a Farshas Challah in that funny case? Why doesn't it say everything is potter from a Farshas Challah in the special case that it is? Whatever that special case is, according to the Gemara. Why is it everything? And the reason is because there's a special kula for Blil Rak. That's the point. Sufkinin is Blil Rak has a special kula. There's no Chivar Farshas Challah under whatever the special circumstances of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish hold. There's a kula for Blil Rak. And Blil Av is not have that kula. And from there blossoms the Machlokes, the Rashi of time. What's the Chumra of Blil Av? But the whole point of the Machlokes starts from an assumption that Blil Rak and Blil Av do not have the same thing. They're not, no, that's the whole point, is that they are not the same. It's not that Rabbi Shachter saying, that's exactly the same. Just depends what you had in mind. Usually Blil Av ends up this way, Blil Rak and Blil Av. It's not true. We die from the Mishnah Dal together with Mishnah Hay that Blil Rak has special coolers because it's not really so bread-like. So not so clear what he's saying. He's making an assumption that according to the Rash, Blil Rak and Blil Av are exactly the same. That's not so clear.